Black Friday wasn't yet called Black Friday in 1948, nor do the newspapers from that era offer evidence of stampedes or overnight lines that have become par for the course on the day after Thanksgiving. But the kickoff to the holiday shopping season has long been a red-letter retail day. Images of preparations for that season at Macy's, then at 1 million square feet, the biggest store in the world, bespeak a highly orchestrated operation relying upon 14,000 employees to ready 400,000 items to be swept off shelves by 250,000 eager shoppers. Planning entailed both logistical and motivational efforts. At a giant pep rally, the morale of staff members was lifted by a harmonious rendition of Jingle Bells. Telephone operators prepared to respond to as many as 6 questions per minute. Plainclothes employee detectives trained to spot shoplifters from among the hordes. And clerks readied themselves to handle fluid pricing on that year's hottest items. From striped pajamas to simulated pearls to Macy's house brand scotch, which fluctuated as many as 5 times per day as reports of competitors' pricing came in. When all was said and done, when the bargains had been scored and the pajamas set sold, all that was left behind was 1 million square feet of a giant heaping mess. I'm Steve Ray. This story for Time was authored by Eliza Berman.